We heard these words today several times in our readings. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. We heard that in Jeremiah. We heard it in the Psalm. And then we still got some blesseds and woes in the Gospel. And the second reading, there is a dichotomy that suggests some of this that takes place. I remember my mom's pickle patch. We used to raise strawberries, and we would plow them up after 3 or 4 years because they wasn't producing very much. So we had one big plot of ground about half the size of the church here, and there was nothing to do with it, so Mom decided she's going to plant some pickles in there. But she only wanted like 7 plants. So she planted them really far apart from each other, like at least 10 or 15 feet apart from each other. And they grew, and those vines, you wouldn't believe what those vines did. And then when it was time to start picking pickles, she picked pickles all day long, it seems like, and put them in these pecks, and she had peck after peck after peck of these pickles. Pickles coming out everywhere. She put them down by the driveway to give them away. She gave them to different people. She took them to Seagram's where my dad worked and gave them away. Pickles everywhere. You know, those pickles have roots that grow 3 to 4 feet deep. They take good care of themselves, and then they had all that room to spread out their roots and grow a lot of pickles. Changing the subject just a little, did you know that a single winter rye plant that grows about 6 or 7 feet tall, just a plant of rye, that rye like the rye bread, can have as much as 386 miles of root? Now, it doesn't grow from here 386 miles away, but as it branches out, and you would measure every little branch that goes out, there is 386 miles of root there. And did you know that the shepherd's tree that's in the Kalahari Desert in southern Africa, it has a root that goes down 230 feet. It's amazing. God's creation and how He creates plants to be able to survive and get the nutrients and the things that they need. You know, roots provide the nutrients for the plants. Without the roots, the plant could not have life. The roots is one of the most important parts of a plant. For us, our soul and human beings, the most important thing is to be rooted in God. And that's what we hear in the readings today. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. I can hear Jeremiah the prophet, who was shouting to the people back then, around 626 or something like that, B.C. And their nation was becoming very barbaric, no discipline, lack of concern for other people and for human life. They even offered their babies up to their false gods. They had changed so drastically from the way that they were. So today, we hear once again the words that Jeremiah said. He said, blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. He is like a tree planted beside the waters that stretches its roots to the stream. It fears not the heat when it comes. The leaves stay green in the year of drought and shows no distress, but still bears fruit. So today we are called to bear fruit like that, like the pickles. We're called to bear fruit, the fruit of our Lord Jesus Christ. So what kind of roots do you have? We can ask ourselves, what kind of roots do I have? What am I rooted in? And how am I helping others to grow roots? Am I rooted in the Ten Commandments and the precepts of the church? Am I rooted in faith, hope, and love? Am I rooted in the gifts of the Holy Spirit? And you can see the little tendrils coming off of each of the roots and the branches coming off of the roots, one with wisdom and understanding and another one counsel and fortitude and courage, each one having different little branches coming off, knowledge, piety, fear of the Lord. That is that awesome God. We have that fear. We do not want to disappoint that awesome God. What about growing the fruits of the Holy Spirit? Many, many more roots branching from us. Are you rooted in these gifts, in these fruits? Are you producing these fruits? Charity and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and gentleness and faithfulness, modesty, self-control, and chastity. Can you see all those growing from you? Which ones are lacking? Am I faithful? See, I said those. Am I growing the works of mercy? You know, am I feeding? Am I giving drink to the thirsty and visiting all those? And it can even be the spiritual works of mercy also. Am I entertaining them and getting into them? And then what about the Beatitudes that we heard today once again? Those that we heard today in Luke, and then we also that which was on level ground, and then up in the mountains, Luke has another version that he gives, speaking the words of Jesus to each of us. What a way to be rooted is through the Beatitude, to be blessed. Blessed are those who, and we heard so many, blessed are those who fear the Lord. Blessed are those, today we heard, blessed are those who trust in the Lord and who have hope in the Lord. These are our main big roots. How well are you rooted into our faith, into our Lord Jesus Christ? So today, we are called today to grow these, to grow your roots deep, deeper than the deepest plants. Grow your roots out and about, deeper than the rye plant. We are all called to grow these roots, the fibrous roots that just spread out and just absorb these nutrients, absorb these gifts that we have been given, using the gifts that we've been given. And we want to keep them nurtured and keep them watered and keep them tended. And we do so through our prayers and attending Mass and receiving the sacraments and sharing your life with one another. And very importantly, to sharing your life with those who have no roots. Maybe you can show them how to grow their roots. Maybe a little bit of you can rub off on them as they witness the way that you live. But today, we are called, as Jeremiah calls us to have trust in the Lord and to hope in the Lord. And as we do, we allow our roots to grow deeper and deeper and spread and share them with one another.